This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
We'd like to express our greetings and our gratitude to the rest of you. And before we begin, we will remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, with that telepathic interaction, in that exchange of information that's available to the rest of you. And while we would encourage you to participate in that altered state of consciousness and that telepathic interaction, we understand absolutely that your choice to do so is yours and yours entirely. Now, again, this reality is a validation of belief and belief systems that you hold, belief systems that are a combination of what we refer to as your human consciousness belief systems and societal belief systems and your individual belief systems, all encompassed together, all grouped, if you wish, and interacting with each other to facilitate and to result in the creation of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Interactions and beliefs with other entities as well that are involved in this co-creation and existence and the interactions in your awakened consciousness state. You as individuals and as a human consciousness most definitely are in control of this reality that you experience, and therefore have the capacity to change it, to alter it. This reality that you experience is a validation of those things that you desire. Now that becomes very difficult to grasp, that concept, if the reality that you're experiencing is one that you look at as being less than desirable. It's much easier if it's a very enjoyable type of reality. But nonetheless, it's very accurate that you are in control of the reality, that it's your creation, that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And therefore you have the opportunity to change it. Not only can, but do change it. To have the capacity to effectively, consciously influence your reality, you must first of all accept that you're responsible for it. You see, if you don't accept the responsibility for it, even the less than desirable reality, then it becomes very difficult to have the opportunity to consciously alter it. So once again, the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, to validate beliefs that you hold, and it does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love, without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, desirable or undesirable, good or bad. All of those negative or positive concepts are concepts that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. At the level from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but simply a rejoicing in the validation and creation of realities of your belief systems. And so accepting the responsibility for the creation is paramount in one's ability to consciously influence the creation of your reality. If you believe that you have guides or angels or that there is some other entity that's influencing or creating or guiding your reality, then you're not accepting the full responsibility for your reality, but rather you're allowing others to assume that responsibility. And many times that's a much more comfortable position to take. Many times it's much easier to suggest that you are experiencing this reality as a result of some type of predetermined fact, or that there is this other entity or energy that's responsible for influencing your reality. Many times a less than desirable reality is looked upon as being easier to accept if you believe that you're not responsible for it. If you believe that perhaps that it's some type of a lesson that you must learn, or you believe that it's some type of punishment, or you have some type of karma, for example, that you may believe that you must experience, it becomes easier to not accept the responsibility. The problem with that type of belief or belief system is that it becomes more difficult to consciously influence it, to alter it, to change it. Consciously influencing reality involves believing, first of all, that it's possible for you to have that capacity. And with that belief system that it's possible for you to have that capacity to consciously influence your reality comes with it the element of expectation that's necessary to consciously influence your reality. Now, you may believe that there are certain steps that you have to take. You see, you believe once again in this concept of time and space. You believe in the concept that if you perform certain actions that there will be a reaction to that action, and there will be a result that's going to come from that action. So the action becomes necessary in order to achieve the results. That's all fine. You can have that if you accept the responsibility that you're responsible for, first of all, becoming involved and to commencing in performing the action, and you can experience the result. You see, this is not a right or wrong concept. If that's what you believe, that's what you desire to experience, you can have that, absolutely. And if it validates beliefs that you hold, that are what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems, such as time and space, then indeed, many times, the result of forming that action in order to experience the reaction can have some very positive results. It's as a result of making choices. It's as a result of making certain decisions based upon beliefs that you hold in order to utilize your desires and imagination, because as a result of holding those beliefs that the actions are necessary in order to achieve the reaction, then you bring into play the expectation which is necessary. And many individuals go through these type of scenarios from day to day in your activities and interactions with others. And each of you can cite many examples of where you perform certain actions with the expectations of certain results. It's a validation of belief systems, and it brings into effect that important element of expectation. Many individuals search for certain reality creation processes in order to achieve a validation of this concept of consciously influencing and creating new reality. To step outside of your belief systems, to attempt to push aside all of the so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems and say, I can function without that, I can be above that, I can do it on an individual basis, makes it very difficult. Because you see, you have, by participating in and being involved in this vibrational level, at some level of your consciousness, agreed to put in place those belief systems, those human consciousness belief systems, agreed to participate and to sustain them, and to attempt to put them aside and say, well, I don't believe in time and space, I don't want to do all of that other stuff, I just want this immediate type of creation process, becomes very difficult. Because while it's not impossible for you to have that immediate type of conscious creation process, it is difficult because you have at some level of your consciousness agreed that it would be difficult. You have agreed that there is this limitations of the human consciousness belief system. And if you agree to operate and to facilitate creating and existing and experiencing your conscious state within the limitations of the consciousness creation belief system. And so, many times, you can experience much more success if you look for what you believe are the necessary actions in order to achieve the desired consequences of those actions. And once again, it's based upon what you believe. The action is not nearly as important as your belief in the action. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. It's like our analogy, once again, of coming upon the vessels lined up along the shore in order to begin a journey. The vessel is not nearly as important as your belief in the ability of that vessel to achieve that which you desire. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief. We have suggested in our so-called past interactions, in answer to inquiries regarding various lifestyles, whether one should be involved in a certain type of consumption, whether one would consume one type of product as opposed to another in order to achieve certain health benefits, which is better than the other. And we continuously come back to the basics. What do you believe? What you consume is not nearly as important as your belief in what the consumption will accomplish. What do you believe? What do you believe? You have entities existing within your vibrational level who are attempting to achieve various health-related alterations in their physical being. And so they attempt various types of actions in order to accomplish that alteration. And for some it works. For some a certain action, a consumption of some type of element can have very, very, almost miraculous results that can give them that which they desire in terms of their health benefits or needs or alterations.
and yet for another, involved in exactly the same type of interaction, consuming exactly the same type of element, the result is quite the opposite, almost negative. What do you believe? What you believe is as important, if not more important, than what it is that you consume. What do you believe? You have within your society various individuals who will, when being presented with some type of particular food or particular type of presumably medicinal element, will close their eyes, pass their hands over top of the element in order to feel the energy. And for some it looks like a very utterly ridiculous type of interaction. And for them it would be a very ridiculous type of interaction because they don't believe. But for that individual who does believe, it can have a very profound effect on the results that they experience as a result of the consumption of that particular element. Neither way is right or wrong. That's what's important to understand. Neither way is right or wrong. What do you believe? For those who believe that they can feel the energy, and their body tells them that that energy is either positive or negative, whether you believe that it's right or wrong is irrelevant. For them, if they believe that the energy is negative and they continue regardless to consume that, the reality they experience is a validation of the beliefs they hold without the exception. And so that element, for another, while it may be entirely a very beneficial element because they believe it is, for that individual who believes that it has some type of negative energy, it can have exactly the opposite effect. There are all types of various foods, if you wish, or beverages that you consume, that for some can have a very negative effect, for others almost no effect at all, and for others a positive effect. What do you believe? The effect of what you consume has nowhere near the power over controlling your body or influencing your body as what you believe in what you consume. The particular activities that you're involved in to create and to influence your reality from a conscious state are influenced more by your beliefs than they are by the element or the activity. What do you believe? What do you believe? Many times it can be very difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state what it is that you believe. You see, many of those belief systems are put in place in your so-called between incarnational state and your older state of consciousness. We've also suggested many times that you contain within your physical being a blueprint, if you wish, of all of the possibilities for certain types of experiences to come into your physical being in a particular incarnational period. And your scientists, as they delve into what you now refer to as your DNA, are discovering that contained within that DNA are the blueprints for the various elements the various health issues, whether positive or negative, that you will experience or have the possibility to experience within this particular incarnational period, beliefs that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness, which become very difficult, although not impossible, for you to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Beliefs that are contained within your DNA and are influenced by your choices and decisions, are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. While the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's a negative or positive thought or feeling, your consciousness, on the other hand, in your awakened conscious state, has an entirely different concept and reaction towards so-called positive or negative reactions and feelings. And so when you have a negative reaction, your consciousness, that spark of consciousness that you are, validates the belief system, validates that you desire to experience some type of a negative in your so-called awakened consciousness judgment area, reality or experience or activity. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems. And so that negative response, if you wish, that you would label as negative in your awakened consciousness state, is not only being experienced in your so-called mental capacity, but it's experienced in every cell of your entire being. And it reacts to that negativity, if you wish. It reacts in a manner that you only call negative once again in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered states of consciousness, the validation of that belief system is rejoiced in from the position of absolute and unconditional love that exists within the energy in each and every cell of your entire being. And so when you, in your awakened consciousness state, make the choices and decisions to hold certain feelings, to be involved and to hold certain thoughts, those conscious choices and decisions indeed influence each and every cell of your entire body. They influence the energy that surrounds the DNA in each and every cell of your entire being. They influence the energy that surrounds that DNA that may indeed take what was simply a possibility for a certain type of illness or ailment or negative experience to be come into your awakened consciousness state and turns it from a possibility into a probability. And you can have it. You can have it. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate the belief that you hold. And you can have it. What's even more difficult for you to grasp, as we understand absolutely that for some that's a very difficult concept to grasp, that when your negative experiences or feelings that you choose to hold in your awakened consciousness state actually influence the energy that surrounds your DNA and actually has an impact upon the physical being and that you experience the physical activities that are going on within your body. We would take it one step farther in saying that in your societal and human consciousness belief systems that those negative feelings or activities that your awakened consciousness state views as negative also influence the entire universe that you exist in. You create the entire reality. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. It's a little bit more difficult in your awakened consciousness state to change because you choose to make it difficult. Because if it's difficult, then it's more real. And if it's more real, then it's more beyond your capacity to control consciously. And if it's more beyond your capacity to control consciously, then the emotions and feelings that it invokes are much more intense, and that's why you're here. It just goes round and round and round. You can just apply it to any aspect of your entire existence, and it just comes back to the same thing over and over. You exist in this reality by choice. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. The choices and decisions that you make influence your thoughts and feelings. They influence that which you desire to bring into your reality. They influence your expectation, and you create the reality that you experience. It really is that simple. It really is. Even though it can seem almost beyond your capacity to control. In your awakened consciousness state, one ultimately desires to experience all of the positive types of emotions and feelings. And yet one can become involved in the so-called negative emotions and feelings, the so-called negative realities, and dwell upon that particular aspect of your creation to the point where you almost, in your awakened consciousness state, miss the positive emotions and feelings, what you would call the very desirable emotions and feelings that are existing at the same time. One can worry about something that is about to have the potential to occur, and as a result of dwelling upon that, as a result of being in a, for lack of better terminology, negative state regarding that particular potential reality occurrence, miss out on paying attention to the positive, the very enjoyable realities that they are creating and being involved in, that are occurring simultaneously. To, in your awakened consciousness state where you believe in time and space, dwell upon what may be a potential to occur in your so-called future, is to miss the opportunity to exist within the now. Is to miss the opportunity to enjoy the reality that you're experiencing in the now. For you truly do exist within the now. Understand that many times you believe an action is necessary to achieve a certain reaction. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going through the steps. There's nothing wrong with existing within this reality in an awakened consciousness state that you have chosen to validate through your belief systems to make it seem real. There's nothing wrong with that, going through the process. We would suggest that you may experience much more success if you dwell within the now while you're involved in those activities to influence your so-called future. Don't worry about the future, it's not here. Don't worry about something that has not occurred, but pay attention to what's occurring now. Enjoy your activities now. Understand that the mental experience that you're having now can indeed influence your future. And if your mental activity that you're having now is dwelling upon what you might refer to as negative experiences while pushing aside the positive, the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire and validates your so-called negative belief systems and experiences, and does so rejoicing from a position of absolute and unconditional love, as readily as it gives to you what you refer to as your so-called desirable reality. The choice is yours. It always is yours. you exist in this vibrational level because you choose to be here. The reality you experience is a validation and a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Time and space are illusionary. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Altering your reality can be achieved from a conscious state, and it can be influenced and achieved as well from an altered state of consciousness. Do not be afraid to employ both. Be involved actively in accepting the responsibility for your reality so that you can change it. The choice is yours, absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Thank you, Josiah. Josiah, we hear, at least I've heard and reading about and learning about a concept called parallel realities, whereby that all realities exist in the now, and consciously you would explain the fact that all of our incarnations can be simultaneous, that all are on a parallel reality that actually exists and can be influenced by each of our actions within each of those realities that we are existing in. Is that a concept that exists within the vibrational level that you are explaining, and that it has a fit, and that if we wish to consciously create the experience we want to have in this particular incarnation, that we need to shift our beliefs or have a belief system that enables us to shift to reality that more reflects the personality and the life that we desire to have at this time and exists and can shift into what more represents our vibration level that we want to achieve.
We've suggested many times that you are a multidimensional personality. As a multi-dimensional personality, we have also suggested that all of the incarnational experiences occur in the now. You in your awakened consciousness start to look at this one as being the only insignificant state that you're involved in while you are in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that all of the other incarnational periods that you're actively involved in creation and being participating in are similarly a piece of this multidimensional personality that you are, and the consciousness that you experience in those particular incarnational states also, for lack of a better terminology, believes that they are it, that they are the most important part of your multidimensional personality. We suggested as well that if you were in your so-called awakened consciousness state, able to hold the understanding of all of the various creation processes and activities that you're involved in, you would, for all intents and purposes, in this particular awakened consciousness state, be labeled as someone who is completely insane. Impossible for you to comprehend that type of understanding. You are more, so much more than what you can perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. Now, again, in this awakened consciousness state, this particular element of your personality, that spark of consciousness that you are, believes that this is it. This is the most important. This is the one. So if I can utilize all the other ones, I can influence this one. Well, the irony of that is that perhaps in some of the other ones, incarnational experiences that you're involved in, you might utilize to the alteration of this one in order to facilitate some type of activity or reality you would like to experience in another incarnation of Buryat. We're not suggesting that one does not interact with the other, absolutely not. But rather that to believe that it's possible to go into those other incarnational periods and to alter or change those incarnational periods so that this one can be a better incarnational period, more desirable perhaps, also leaves them the perception that perhaps it might be more important to change this incarnational period in order to facilitate the other incarnational periods to make those a more desirable incarnational period. You choose to limit the understanding of the concept of who and what you truly are. There are entities in your awakened consciousness state who believe that it's possible by going into what you refer to as your so-called subconsciousness, and in that connection with your subconsciousness, experience interactions with other incarnational periods that you're involved in, and as a result of that interaction, gain understanding for certain elements that are influencing this reality that you're involved in. And we're not suggesting for an instant that that's not possible. What do you believe? The only limitation to your creation process is your belief system. Your imagination is your only limitation. So if that's what you desire, then you can have that. But we continuously go back that you put in place, not only for this incarnational period, but for all of the other incarnational periods, belief systems in your altered state of consciousness. In your altered state of consciousness, and particularly in what you refer to as your deep dream state, which is only one step away from your so-called between incarnational states of consciousness. And it's at those levels, it's in your altered states of consciousness that you can have some of the most success at altering your reality. To believe that you can go into other incarnational periods and influence your conscious state in that incarnational period is like suggesting that you can come into this incarnational period and influence your conscious creation process to have an effect on the other incarnational periods when all of them are springing from that stock of consciousness that you are. Go with inside. If you wish to have the answers to the creation process for all of your experiences, but go with inside. The answers lie with inside. Not in altered states of consciousness that are altered, awake states of consciousness in other incarnational periods in what you might refer to as parallel lifetimes. Parallel lifetime continues to give validity to your belief in time and space. It occurs in the now. It's illusionary. They're all illusionary. The illusion that does not exist is at the stock of consciousness that you are, at that level of your consciousness from which you create your reality. We would encourage to go with inside for those answers, not to look at other lifetimes or to believe that by altering a particular conscious thought or feeling in this particular incarnational period, you can have a positive effect on another incarnational period, or that by going into that other incarnational period you can change that, and as a result of changing that particular conscious state you can have an influence on this one. We're not saying that that's not impossible, it's all an illusion, but it comes from within inside. It comes from understanding who and what you truly are. Go with inside. Go with inside. Pay attention to what it is that you experience. Go with inside with the intent of bringing back into your conscious state memory of what it was that you experienced. Go with inside while altering your consciousness and yet maintaining awareness of what it is that you experience so that you can bring it back into your conscious state. Many times when you bring it back into your conscious state, it once again defies explanation. But you get a grasp and an understanding of the feelings that are responsible. you begin to know who you are. And when you know who you are, the questions are answered. And the search becomes much easier. The acceptance of the responsibility for your reality becomes much easier. The acceptance and the understanding of your other so-called parallel lives becomes much more accessible from within thought, as opposed to attempting to connect with those consciousnesses that you are creating, these illusionary realities that you're involved in, this multitude of creations that you are involved in. And we suggest that you have the opportunity to leave this vibrational level. We suggest that because it gives you some type of an explanation that you can grasp based upon your belief in time and space. The irony of it is you exist in the now. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. You exist throughout the entire creation process. It's in this particular vibrational level that you hold the limitations to the understanding of who and what you truly are. It doesn't mean that you are indeed in some type of a time capsule and limited to experiencing in this vibrational level. You are all that is. We would suggest that not only do you live in so-called parallel lives, if you wish, that all of the other incarnational beings exist in the now, but that you exist entirely throughout the entire, for lack of better terminology, vibrational levels that exist throughout creation. It cannot be explained. You are all that is. You are all that is. There's not a spot where you say, well, I am here, and there's this other vibrational level, and I'm not there. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You cannot be all that is without being the most minute part, and also being everything. Yet you are an individual. It defies explanation of how you can all be one and yet be an individual. And many become very cynical in saying, well, if I'm all that is, then I'm each and every other entity and they don't really exist. It's not that way at all. You are all that is, absolutely, and yet you are separate. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods. You also exist in every vibrational level that you choose to exist within, for you are all that is. Simultaneously, if you wish, for lack of a better terminology. You see, it becomes impossible to give you some type of an explanation, because to say even simultaneously, to say that all of these parallel lives are existing, is again a reference to belief in time and space. We can't even use the terminology of now. For what's now? Now is a period of time and space. It's all based upon a vocabulary that continuously utilizes the belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. The answers lie within thought. Go within thought. Connect with that spark of consciousness that you are and get an understanding of the limitlessness of who you are. And the emotions are overwhelming. And you begin to grasp the concept of who and what you truly are. That you are a multi-dimensional personality. That you exist throughout all of creation. And yet you are an individual who has the capacity to react from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And to bring that experience into your awakened consciousness state. Does that answer your question?
That helps greatly, thank you. Do we just do this then because we like a good story?
You exist once again in this vibrational level and experience other incarnational periods because once again the emotions and the range and intensity of emotions are not possible to duplicate when you understand who and what you truly are. It's really that simple. It's the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that you don't experience in other vibrational levels. It's an opportunity that you put in place and that you desire to experience and that you continue to perpetuate. You along with each and every other entity in your vibrational level. It defies explanation, and yet that is the most simple concept that we can express to you. You exist in this vibrational level for the very simple reason that you desire to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you understand at your so-called awakened level of consciousness that you are indeed the absolute creator of all that you experience. And so it's really that simple. You're here to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings because you choose to be. A difficult concept to grasp because of your human consciousness belief systems. A difficult concept to grasp because you choose to limit the capacity to understand that in your awakened consciousness state. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you very much.
Well now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction with each of you, and we would like to again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. For us, it is indeed a very enjoyable experience. We welcome the opportunity, and we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather simply by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.